take us forward.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, I appreciate your approach and your realization in the sense that you understand the complexity of this whole issue and the dangers involved when we deal with this issue. And I think I speak on behalf of all the parties that we are all sincere in trying to find a way forward and answer. I've made my position quite clear that I'm not happy with the proposal that are currently on the table, the one that was put on the table on Tuesday. But in order to make progress, if you are seriously want to gazette something, I don't think we can gazette anything else but what was proposed on Tuesday. There may be differences in terms of that proposal. There may be different views, but at least that will open the process in terms of allowing people to put positions forward. So my suggestion would be, my proposal would be that if you want to gazette, that we gazette what was on the table brought to us by the legal services on Tuesday and nothing else.
I don't want to add or subtract, but just to put on record that actually on Tuesday there was no disagreement on that proposal. There was only a rider that today parties may come with proposals. So for me, that proposal is consistent with our position that this process is continuous, and parties who still wants to make further submissions will not be precluded in making those submissions if we accept the proposal that Honorable Dr. Mulder is coming up with. And I'm also like the idea that he is suggesting that that will unlock the process to move forward, because the idea is that we must move forward. Can I hear from members on that proposal?
Chair, I think we did try to say it probably in a different English, to say that we can live with that one because it gives us a sense of comfort, the writing that is going to be gazetted. I think let's proceed then. We'll engage also when we come back as a committee, also in public hearings, and we have presented our cases on record, but also moving forward, may we get the minutes as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We support the proposal of the Honourable Mulder.
You will see that we are vindicated in listening to everybody and all political parties, however small. Honourable Dr. Mulder is alone. He's the smallest, but he has provided leadership to all of us who thought we are big, and we want to thank you very much. And I think we're going forward. We must accept that everybody and all political parties, however small, have an important contribution to make, and if we work in that spirit, I think we are going to carry out the mandate that the National Assembly has given us and carry it out on time. And I'm really very excited, and Honorable Buthelezi, I think you are also covered on the issue that you raised. Okay. Now there is a report that must go to the House. Do you all have a copy of the report? We can take 3 minutes to have a look at that report.
Thank you, Chairperson. Number five, conclusion is a bit problematic. First sentence, the ad hoc committee adopted the draft bill. This committee did not adopt it. We reached consensus that it would be gazetted as is. But we didn't adopt the bill.
What is the difference? Can we...
I can answer that, the difference.
In law we say no one must be a judge in their own cause. So that is your cause. Let's, let's hear another view. What are you saying?
Actually, that's very much a procedural question, to be honest. I'll try my best. It's a procedural matter. The saying that the committee agrees to a draft to be published, I think adopting might have a specific, especially since parties have expressed reservations on the bill. I mean, even the ANC has other proposals, DA had other proposals, but in the end it was the bill that was adopted to be published. But I think that is probably, I don't think that it will be a problem to say that the committee agreed that this is the version of the bill that will be published.
Raised the issue is nodding in agreement, and others who are raising their hands are also in agreement. So can we say that we accept the report, Dr. Mulder?
We are making progress, Chairperson, with that amendment. We also, you made it very clear that the process and the purpose of the gazetting of this is to enhance a further process of engagement. And my question is, would that be wrong to include a sentence in the conclusion to give that as our intent? That's why we are doing it.
I don't, with respect to the views of the members, I don't think that really is problematic. Our intention must be clear, because this is a report. Because we are taking the report to the House must actually also be clear as to what we intend to do. And thank you for that contribution. The necessary addition will be made. Yeah.
Haven't agreed on this one. Now, may we also be circulated with a revised program that will accommodate the earlier discussions in terms of ample time to give space for public hearings to have enough time, taking note of the festive season period, and be circulated to all members. Thank you.
The public, the officials have noted that, and we are happy with that.
Thank you, Chairman, for this indulgence. The program indicates for advertisements to go out until to be closing the 27th of January, but then it indicates from the 2nd of February for the support staff to start looking at submissions. And I'm just wondering if we could perhaps push that date of the 27th to the 31st of January, seeing as that does not make any change. It seems that we missed a week, in other words, on our program. So can we maybe ask that the closing date then be the 31st of January, because it still fits in perfectly with the program.
So it means that it doesn't affect anything. We're still within the time frame. And let me say that I've already signed the necessary papers to allow them to publish the bill. So we are going ahead. So everything is on course. But and thank you very much for being very patriotic South Africans who want progress. And as we said, this is actually not a party political matter. This is a matter that affects all the people of South Africa, black and white. We want to find a solution that future generation will be able to live with. Honorable Sumo.
Just on a lighter note, January is 2020, not 2019. So that was the election.
It's a slip of the mind, not of the tongue. Okay. Thank you very much. I want to take this opportunity to give you the freedom of the city of Cape Town. Because you have done very well. And the meeting is adjourned.